Dear Rouge is here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
How's things going?
Wonderful. Just driving in a van across Canada.
I was going to say, you know how I know things are good for Dear Rouge right now? Is that the last time you were here, you came in a cab. And the time before that, you came in a van with no brakes.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
You pull up in like a nice, newish looking van. I'm like, it's good to be Dear Rouge right now.
Yeah, actually, that's so funny that you said that. We were just talking about how we rolled into the sonic boom and we're asking for directions, but we didn't want to use our brakes. So Drew's like yelling at this lady. And she's trying to catch up with us to tell us where to go.
The security guard's like, I hate that band.
Yeah.
It worked out really well, though. People responded huge to you.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Awesome.
And since then, some pretty big things have happened, including what every band, I think, has ultimately in their mind when they start a band. They're like, okay, so what do we want to do? We want to sign on a major label.
Yeah.
So you guys have done that. Is it all that you dreamed it would be?
Well, it's not necessarily. Times have really changed.
I tell my friends at home who aren't in the music industry, I would say that it is like being signed to an NHL team where you got this cool contract. You're with a great team and a great coach, but then you have to perform. And so nothing is guaranteed, but it's great to be on board with Universal.
So you're not, like, playing the rec team anymore. It really matters if you win or not.
But there's a really great team there, and it doesn't necessarily feel like scary major label. It feels still like we can call them whenever we need and chat with them about ideas, and it's really interactive still.
And they're really good with letting us have the final say in approving stuff. That's the kind of other scary thing that a lot of people think the label takes over and decides everything for you, but we get to call our own creative decisions.
So, yes, it's everything we dreamed.
Plus, when you go home to Red Deer, Danielle, you can walk around like, oh, yeah, major label. No big deal.
Yeah, we always say, like, if we would be able to be here and talk to our 15-year-old selves, we'd be like, oh, my gosh, this is insane. It's dreams come true, and as much as it is a title, it's still like, wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
What was 15-year-old you like?
Cowboy boots and sweatpants.
Oh, man. Good luck.
I was probably like the same weight I am now, but 2 feet shorter.
I played
trombone in band before I switched to guitar.
So we were really cool.
Yeah.
Well, and being from Red Deer, like, it's not the biggest place. It's not a small town, but it's not a huge city. So when you go home, are you guys at the point yet where, like, people know who you are? They're like, hey, you're in that band. Or is it more like, hey, that's Danielle from high school. Oh, you're in a band now? That's neat.
Yeah, it is both, actually. Like you know everyone, basically, in Red Deer. It seems like I know, well, not anymore as much. But, yeah, people recognize us as Deer Rouge, and they recognize me from high school. It's still a small town feel.
They're not putting your name on the street sign.
I'm hoping they do like a statue or something in my honor. Yeah, no, I'm joking. No, I wouldn't want that.
Is it because you come to Alberta and everybody wants to talk about Red Deer and Danielle's from Red Deer and all that stuff? Are you like, what about my hometown, guys? It's pretty cool. I'm from a cool place. It's not the band name.
It's fine because we live there now.
He's got too much confidence already.
When we live in Vancouver, you don't really complain about anyone talking. I'm proud when Danielle gets to talk about Red Deer because it was her childhood, right? So it's cool. But Vancouver is beautiful.
It is. It is beautiful there.
So you guys signed to the major label, started playing some big tours. You did that Fantagram tour in the winter, and now you jumped on this tour with Arkells, which is pretty huge.
Amazing.
How did that come about? Because that was a little last minute on the tour.
Yeah, they were, I think, the plan from what we heard was that they were going to go to the States and do some stuff there. And I think we were kind of we were always knocking on their door, like, let us come with you, let us come with you. And the way that it worked out, we just happened to sneak in there. So, and we really love their music, and they're really good people. So we just knew it would be a really fun time.
So what happens after this?
Who knows?
Our album is coming out. Our album that we've recorded over the last few years, it's our debut album, and we're so pumped to share it with everyone. There's been a few singles that you guys play here that have been on the radio, but, you know, there's a whole batch of other songs that we're really excited for people to hear.
Yeah. Well, and when you hear Black to Gold on the radio, like, it is a big sounding song. It sounds like a big deal sort of song, but you were saying that's one that you've kind of had in your pocket for a while.
Yeah, actually, came out to Red Deer. We were coming out to visit Danielle's family, and it was 2 years ago, coming up to this May, and I was listening to the demo of Black to Gold, and I was singing along on repeat, driving through the Rockies, and I was like really excited about that song. Then we recorded it, and then we did the whole Universal thing, and now we finally get to share it with you guys in 2015.
So when did you know that that was the song? Or did you know that that was the song? Did you need somebody else to tell you?
We definitely needed someone to tell us because we're really excited about the music that we're creating because, you know, there's a reason why it's on the album because we like it. But the song is, I don't know, sometimes you can overthink it and there's other songs where it seems like there's more hooks, you know, and it's like blatant, like this should be a single. But Black to Gold, it has this vibe to it, but it's not like in your face singleness. And it was really cool because the Universal team just said, we love this song and it's good and we want to promote it. And it was like, that's really cool hearing from the label because, you know, it's not in your face, but it is that big sound and we're happy that people like it.
Well, and it's got to be like trying to pick a favorite kid, right? When totally. You're going through your songs, you're like, what are people going to like the best?
Yeah. You can't really choose. It's tough to be in your music and decide what people are going to like the most.
And
I don't know.
I find it so cool, like, being in a band and releasing our music after we've created it and then other people finding out about it. It kind of takes us back to those memories of when we were creating the song. And like some of the songs, we have so many fun memories. Like when we're up at our cabin writing the song, recording into a laptop, and it's like 4 a.m, and I'm dancing around throwing high kicks in the middle of the night, and Danielle's on the ground laughing at me because she thinks I look crazy. And then I think that was I Heard a Had. I think that was that song. But when you release them, you come back to those memories as people are finding out the music.
Cool. Well, we're really glad that you guys could come in. We're really excited about the record. Tell everybody when it comes out so they can go and buy it.
Right? Yeah, it comes out March 30th. And go pre-order right now. You can get the pre-order. And you'll get the singles that have already been released when you pre-order.
So. Yeah, you get like 3 songs.
I know. It's crazy.
And March 4th, if you've pre-ordered it, you get a bonus.
Ooh.
And then bonus. You get 2 weeks later, you get another track. So Ooh. There are incentives to pre-order.
Yes.
It's like the Columbia House Record Club. You never know what's going to show up in your mailbox.
Next step is getting a deal with Apple to just get our album on everyone's computers.
Oh, no. Don't bring that up.
People love that.
Yeah, I noticed it really worked well.
Oh, man. Horrible.